USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With John Bolton out as National Security Advisor, Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News.
The acting National Security Advisor is Charlie Tupperman. And the fact is, the President of the United States asked John Bolton last night for his resignation. It was delivered today. John Bolton's priorities and policies just don't line up with the President's.
With lawmakers back on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, is awaiting word from the White House on what to do regarding gun legislation.
We had a briefing at lunch from Eric Ulan from down the White House. They are working on coming up with a proposal that the President will sign. Until that happens, all of this is theatrical.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 74 points to close the day at 26,909. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A former Secretary of State discusses a continuing challenge in Afghanistan. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
Condoleezza Rice telling CBS this morning that keeping Afghanistan stable is a U.S. national security issue.
I don't know what the right numbers are, but I hope that the president and his aides are asking our military, what can we do to leave enough of a presence there to stabilize the situation, mostly in a training and equipping and advising role to the Afghan forces.
And Rice says she knows Americans are war-weary and want our troops home.
But frankly, there's nobody but the United States of America that can do these things.
The Senate Appropriations Committee has approved the defense budget for next year, which includes funding for President Trump's border wall. Last week, the Pentagon announced it would take $3.6 billion from 127 military projects to build 175 miles of wall along the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Police departments all across the country are facing a recruitment crisis. Nationally, 66% of police departments report seeing a declining number of applications. Former Boston Police Department Superintendent-in-Chief Daniel Linsky joins Fox News with the sobering statistics.
There were, I think, 15,000 applications at the time I went through. They went through 2,000 applications to get 180 recruits to the academy. A lot of people wanted to be cops, and that has changed for sure.
As far as why the change, Linsky believes?
Society, and they look at police officers. Police officers are demonized before anyone has a chance to see the facts. You see a YouTube video which shows 4 minutes of an encounter, doesn't show the 8 minutes beforehand. And everyone is criticizing them, from some community residents to political leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to go around all day with an iPhone in your face telling you you're doing things wrong, not doing things right? That being said, we got to hold cops accountable, and I think this is an opportunity to change the way we recruit, change the way we bring people into the business, and try and change our work environment mm-hmm. to get more people engaged with us.
Three Houston teens are recovering in the hospital following lung issues from e-cigarette use.
Fortunately, all three kids are doing well and are improving. And we expect that they will have a either complete or near complete recovery.
Dr. David Peirce with the health department says the teens were all hospitalized over the past month with symptoms including shortness of breath, persistent cough, and fatigue. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.